Then after 2 weeks laying around there working and cutting some weed in the grass to fix the plot again, and I told my brother about it and went home and told my mother, and the next day I was up there where they was putting down a well.
Uh-huh.
And there's a man by the name of Harvey Rester, lived up at Lee Town. He asked me to run him up there after dinner,
uh-huh.
which I did, and I told him I didn't have a way, but he said I could use any accused horse and buggy. I said, all right. And on the way, I began to tell him the story, which is the first man I told to outside my mother.
Yeah.
And I asked him what he thought about it. I said, I want to tell you something. I want you to tell me what to think about it. After I got to tell him about running for that and going to school, he said, well, he said, don't ask nobody else what they think about it. Just go ahead and run, and you're going to be elected. He said, I'll help you out. And I said, I know you'll be elected. So Monday morning, they all gathered around there, and there was about 18 or 20 men or maybe more, just a spectator from the neighborhood there.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked up there and I spoke to them, and after a while, this he called everybody's attention. They hadn't up.
Okay, will you tell me about Mr. Reston?
Yeah, I left off. I was telling him about it, eh?
Yeah, you tell me about Mr. Reston or something like that.
Yeah. And Mr. Reston called everybody's attention and told him he had something to tell him. And he did, and it kind of made me feel kind of funny. He said, gentlemen, said, I want to introduce you all. I want to introduce a candidate to y'all. He was running for county treasurer.
Yeah.
And he said, he told me he told me yesterday, Friday, when he took me home, he was telling me he wanted ask me something. Or he wanted me to tell him what to do. He said that he's thinking about running for county treasurer, and if he got that, he'd pay $25 a month. And he thought he could go to school and pay his board and his tuition and laundry out of $25.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, of course, $25 would go to a lot more money than probably $100 would today, you know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he said, I want everybody here that are supporting to hold their hands up. And they all held their hands up. Said, there you are, enough people right here to elect you. And from that on, I'd meet people, and then I got to telling people about it. And I made the campaign all over the county on a little gray mare that belonged to one of my brothers. I'd ride miles and miles. I'd go maybe I'd spend the night somewhere, and next evening I'd come home, I'd change clothes, next day and go out. And I didn't have to pay nothing to stay there. A lot of people that go to them in the evening, they'd tell me to go around and see these people, they'd tell me who they were, and then come back that night, put up and stay with them at night, and my horse, and they'd feed my horse, me and my horse. And so, sure enough, in the runoff, there was eight of us in the run. I was the lead man. I've been a prominent man down in Bay St. Louis. I was 93 votes ahead of them. There wasn't but 1,300 votes in the county at that time, no women voting.
Uh-huh.
So Thursday after they announced, after the first primary, they announced who was in the race. One of my uncles was on the committee, and he went down there, and a fellow by the name of told him to tell me to meet him there the next day. He wanted to go to the Bay, and yeah. Me to go with him. So I went with him, and he told me he wanted to go see Bull Blaze if he wouldn't come down, not run the second with him. And he drove in front of his place, and he stopped, says, you stay here. If I need you, I'll come back. And he went in there, and he just went in there and come right back out. He come out, he come in, he sat down in the car, and he said, that son of a bitch. I said, what's the trouble, Mr. Willie? He said, I told him, I said, I come here to speak to you in behalf of said, if you will,